Quasi-Cerebral Talk and Tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned into Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded stolen lands of the Katsi, Kwikwetlem, and Stolo First Nations. And here at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship of the lands and the waters. My name is Leslie, and I'm so excited to be doing today's episode of the show. I've been waiting for months to do this episode. And it is, as I alluded to last week, after a very heavy and information-intense episode of Typically Tuesdays, today's program is one a lot more lighthearted. It is actually quite personal as well, but it's going to be a lot more fun because it's going to be music-centered mainly. It is my great honor and privilege to present to you this hour a celebration of one of my absolute favorite albums of all time, the 10th year anniversary edition. For this record just came out last week on Friday, and if you've been a longtime listener of Typically Tuesdays, you might have an idea of what that record is specifically. And even if you don't, that's fine. But you will know. I'm gonna make you know. What did I tell you? What did I tell you? What did I tell you? You will know, right? And now you do. It is Emotion by Carly Rae Jepsen. And I, oh wow, truly am so excited to talk about it. On our playlist today, it's all songs from this album, obviously. And we're doing a little bit of a storied playlist. Let's join Carly as a fly on a wall, as a friend, with her to the club, where she didn't just come here to dance. With I Didn't Just Come Here to Dance by Carly Rae Jepsen. Enjoy.
I didn't just come here to dance, if you know what I mean. Do you know what I mean? If you just give me a chance, you'd see what I see. Do you see what I see? Hey!
just give me a chance, you'd see what I see. Do you see what I see? Hold on now, this is getting kinda serious. This is getting kinda out of control.
Favorite Color by Carly Rae Jepsen here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Hi, I'm Leslie, and I love that album. I love Emotion, the album that Carly Rae Jepsen released about 10 years ago. That is so deeply emotional, I guess. And today I'm talking all about this album. I don't have a lot of time to talk, mainly because I want to share music with you, but you know, in the storied playlist, Carly's at the club and now she's realized she's fallen for somebody there. I mean, the reason why this album has such a big impact on me is that I listened to it at a time, I think, when I was forming my own identity and trying to kind of understand what it is I like in this world. And melodically, it just spoke to me. I think that, I mean, it was released in 2015. I personally think that this kickstarted the latest 80s nostalgia cycle. Personally, you know, it planted seeds in people's head, in my opinion. But melodically, it's just really fun to listen to, right? And if you've been a longtime listener of Typically Tuesdays, you know that I kind of like this sort of bubblegum pop, poppy, dancey, bright kind of music. But then also, really importantly, it's about these lyrics, right? They are, as in the title of the record, they are so deep in feeling. And it's like these complex feelings as well, right? Of when you fall in love with somebody and also when you fall out of love with that person, what it means to you. In the song that we just heard, one of the things that I really like about it is that it's very sensual, you know, where she's talking in the first verse about losing breath just from a kiss. Like, oh my god, she likes this person so much. And it, you know, maybe it was kind of like a hot and heavy makeout session or something. But really importantly, we don't really know what's happening in there, what type of kissing, I guess the level of intimacy that's happening in there. We just know that emotionally, it's very intimate. Emotionally, it's very vulnerable. You know, she likes this person so much that perhaps even just with a chaste kiss, she's losing her breath. And there are a lot of other moments throughout this album that make you think of this really interesting imagery that could be about spite, that could be about having a wild night in your youth, simply having a conversation with your friend. Maybe that's a little annoying. It's all in there throughout this album. I want you to listen to more of it. I hope you like it just as much as she likes you. I Really Like You is the title of the song. Enjoy.
I really wanna stop.
This is Bird Note. Some bird songs leave us in admiration of their beauty, some with a sense of wonder at their complexity, and others are downright comical. This male willow ptarmigan sounds like he might be laughing, or at least doing his best to make others laugh. As a maker of silly sounds, he beats the Three Stooges hands down. For the male ptarmigan, though, these sounds are no laughing matter. Where it nests in the low, dense, shrubby willow tundra of Alaska and Canada, the willow ptarmigan crows to attract females and show other males he's in charge of his stretch of tundra. This stocky northern relative of grouse and chickens is a bright rusty brown above with a white belly and wings. The hen ptarmigan is so well camouflaged in brown tones, you might be looking right at her and never know it. But the male is another story. Picture those white wings propelling that chunky, rusty body in a long arc over the tundra as he chuckles his way across the tops of the willows. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Guardian Angel by Carly Rae Jepsen, which is, I think, the promotional single for this Emotion 10th Anniversary Edition album. Before that, you heard I Really Like You. Of course, love that song. Absolutely banger. It's Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM, and I am its host, Leslie. I love Emotion. This record means so much to me. I think a really big part of why I like this record so much is that it is really not afraid to be too much, so deep in love, so confused about one's feelings, so yearning so pathetically, if I'm gonna put it in a slightly mean way. I don't know if there's a lot of music that does that anymore. I remember a few months ago watching this television, I think he's a television and film writer and producer, Nathan Ramos Pock, talking about this thing that he feels as a millennial that is missing in media now is the lack of emotion in it. Getting too deep in one's feelings is kind of cringy, as I understand. That's how a lot of the youth feel these days. And I understand where they're coming from. You know, I think you and I have probably at some point in our lives when we were younger felt like, oh, it's just, it's so embarrassing to feel so much, to feel so intensely, to be vulnerable and to open ourselves up to potential hurt or ridicule. And while I think that's like a kind of like a natural developmental thing for a lot of people, I think having it sort of be like the trend of a lot of pop culture these days makes things not as interesting. Case in point, maybe, is that I feel like, I don't know, I guess for me, I don't know that I've listened to a lot of music these days that has this level of intensity in its emotions, right? The term that I used was pathetic yearning. And I guess I'm just like thinking to myself, like, have I heard a lot of pop music these days that have that element of the human experience in it where it's hard to play it cool with your feelings when you like somebody so much? At a deeper level, you know, the question I guess I would ask is like, does that potentially deprive us of making really beautiful human connections with somebody else, but also within ourselves, being able to connect with really deeply how we're feeling? And then on a shallow level, it just makes it, for me, I guess, harder to understand why people think that Gnarly by Cat's Eye is the true blue gem of music in our year of supposed 2025. This is a totally different topic, and I don't want to get too into it, but I really truly sometimes worry that people genuinely no longer have taste, are really bad at curating their taste, really bad at figuring out what they truly like in themselves, that they will agree that anything that's kind of trending is good. Even if it's objectively quite bad, it's so bad that it's good. There's a quote-unquote camp element to it. Bro, that's not what camp is. Anyways, I'm not going to get into it. The point is, I love this album because it really forces you to sit down and listen and feel all the intensity of the emotions that are in each song. I'm going to play more music now, and maybe you'll hear it as well. On our playlist, at this point in the story, you know, there are issues arising in this relationship. Carly, I'm in your corner, but we gotta figure this out. Here's Boy Problems.
Listen, just leave or stay.
I'm not afraid to got a castle in mind. There's no one inside, but it's precious to me, covered up in vines. You could crack the code your way, help me to untwine all the secret rooms that never see the light. Come take me back.
didn't mean to say what I said. I miss you, I mean it. I tried not to feed it. I can't get you out of my head. I'm not the type of girl for you.
Isn't that so sad? Isn't that so sad? That was Your Type by Carly Rae Jepsen here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. Before that, you heard Lost in Devotion, also by Carly Rae Jepsen, because I'm doing, you know, like this 10-year anniversary celebration of her album Emotion. At this point of the playlist, you know, we understand that, like, Carly really likes this person, but there are issues in the relationship, and she is totally in love with them, wants to protect them, wants to give them the world, but now has to come to terms with maybe the fact that this person who she's so into is just not as into her as she is into them. Isn't that so sad? Isn't that so sad? I love Your Type, actually. Of the songs in this album, and again, I love the whole Emotion record front to back. I think Your Type is one of those that I listen to quite often, because whenever I find myself becoming emotionally entangled with someone in a gay way, I always listen to that song. And I think that's one of the other things that I love so much about this album, is that it really speaks to queer people, just like the, and I think it has to do with the intensity of the emotion of the songs in this album. I remember when it was first released, and then soon after when Emotion Side B, her follow-up album to this one, was released, there were a lot of queer people who were super, super into the record. To my surprise, I didn't find as many sapphics and queer women being as into it. I don't know why, personally, but a lot of the folks who I noticed who were queer, who were into it, were just like all in, totally locked in. Every single thing that Carly was like saying, they were eating it up, as I was as well. And I don't know for other folks necessarily why that was, but for me, I think it is really because the intense, like, vulnerability in these lyrics express something maybe that a lot of queer people feel that they need to kind of suppress and hide, maybe partly because of the dynamics in dating and romance in the modern era. Just like, you know, you have to play it cool, as I had mentioned before. But also because, I mean, when this song was released, you know, we had just started to see more acceptance of queer people in our world. And so it was kind of still at this time where, you know, you could be queer and you could be accepted in a lot of non-queer spaces, but maybe the concept of queer people having emotions and human experiences as everybody else does was still not something that was as well digested or well understood And so when you get an album like this that is so much about falling in love, the complicatedness, the messiness, and the vulnerability of it, and the feelings of getting hurt, the lyrics kind of speak for you if you are a queer person. I remember I had a friend who told me that he went on a date with this boy, and that was the song that he, like, I Really Like You was the song that he played in the car ride. Like, it just said everything for him. I don't know why sapphics aren't more into Carly Rae Jepsen's music, personally, in my opinion. Like, I mean, Sappho and CRJ are kind of on the same level, no? Just a thought. Here's the next song on this playlist. This is Never Get to Hold You, another sad one. Revel in it, love it, get into it.
This is Bird Note. Over 12,000 miles across at its widest point, you might think the Pacific Ocean is a barrier that even high-flying birds can't cross. Think again. Some species make the trip every year as part of their life cycle. Ancient Polynesians knew long ago that birds crossed the world's largest ocean, and they used the movements of birds across the Pacific to help navigate during long sea voyages. Today, GPS tracking technology is revealing the incredible details of birds' migrations over the water. After breeding in Alaska, shorebirds called Pacific golden plovers fly all the way to the South Pacific, thousands of miles and several days' flight away. During the spring migration, bar-tailed godwits break up their trip from New Zealand to Alaska with a stop in the Yellow Sea off the coast of East Asia. But for their winter migration, they fly from North America to New Zealand without stopping. The longest recorded godwit journey is over 8,000 miles of uninterrupted flight. While there's a lot we know about bird migration, exactly how these birds' tiny bodies can sustain a week of flight without stopping is still a mystery. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Be tormented by me, babe. Wonder how I do. How's the weather? Am I better now that there's no you? Drink tequila for me, babe. Let it hit you cool and hot. Let your feelings be revealing that you can't forget me. Not a flower on the wall. I am growing 10 feet tall. In your head and I won't stop. Until you forget me, get me not in your face.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. I'm Leslie, here on CJSF 90.1 FM. You just heard Emotion off of Emotion by Carly Rae Jepsen, and before that you heard Never Get to Hold You. Pretty sad song, pretty different vibes, those two tracks, but it sort of, you know, coming to this point of our storied playlist where Carly is grieving the end of this relationship, but now she's found a new fire within herself to move on and to be spiteful. You know, earlier I talked about the intensity of emotions in this album, the complexity of those things. And you've heard throughout the songs, you know, it's a lot of love, it's a lot of yearning, pathetic yearning in my opinion, which I appreciate and love. It's a lot of grief and confusion, it's feeling lost, and there's a spitefulness in Emotion that I also really appreciate, right? That verse that goes, not a flower on a wall, I'm growing 10 feet tall, in your head and I won't stop until you forget me, get me not. And you know, throughout much of this album, you kind of get the sense that Carly Rae Jepsen, or this narrator in it, is sort of just like at the whims of this person that she's in love with, right? She'll do anything for them. She wants to protect them and support them and give them everything, give them the world. But here she's saying, you know, I'm not a pushover. I'm not just some girl that you picked up at like a party or something like that. I'm not just invisible. I'm not just there. I am very strong. I'm growing 10 feet tall. I'm looming over you. My roots are so strong that they're not going to let you go. And the theme of flowers in that verse, you know, not a flower on the wall, growing. And then, of course, the forget-me-not. And it's just, it all accumulates together into this really interesting, vivid imagery. And I think it really is the way that Carly Rae Jepsen is able to illustrate her emotions throughout this album that I really just love. At the time when I first heard this album, I was just trying to be a little bit more okay about being queer. I developed a crush on somebody, it wasn't gonna go away, and I was at that age where it was kind of just like, oh yeah, okay, it's me, this is me. Hearing somebody speak so vividly and vulnerably about the same emotions that I was repressing for so long felt really refreshing, and hearing it done in such a fun melodic way I think really struck me as well. I think also knowing that a lot of other queer folks really liked this album made me feel like, oh good, other people also feel this intensely about something so horrible as in liking someone. This is the album that I always go to whenever I'm thinking about romance and emotions. Of course, this is the album that I think that I cite quite often when I consider how like, in my opinion, quite emotionless a lot of newer popular music is. There's nothing wrong with like wanting to go to a club and dance your face off and whatnot. You know, a lot of music is like that these days, but hearing too much of it and hearing about how that is kind of helping to solidify this trend of people feeling like there's no time or room for vulnerability, it just makes me want to lean into this record a lot more. And I think that's the reason why I love Emotion so much. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. And if you haven't heard the whole thing before, I hope you give it a try. It is just so fun. And this 10-year anniversary edition re-release is banger after banger. It gets my endorsement. Anyways, I've been Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show today. I hope you enjoyed it. Tune in to more great music programming at the station here. Listen to Analog Archives every Thursday from 6 o'clock to 7, where Danny, the host, goes through the physical library of CJSF's music archives and talks at length about a record or two in the hour. It's a good time. Go check it out. Analog Records every Thursday evening at 6 o'clock. Okay, one final song for you. And we gotta end this this playlist with a little bit of hope, okay? I don't just want to, like, torture. I just don't want to torture Carly. It's at this point where she's found more resolve after getting over her crappy relationship. And there's hope now. Here is Love Again by Carly Rae Jepsen off of Emotion, the record of my dreams. I've been Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM, and I will talk to you very soon. Won't you shine on me? Won't you dance?